Hello to everyone, I am Mohit and I'm so happy and grateful that you are here, listening my voice once again after a long interval of time. I am so deeply shaken by the fact that I was not able to make my promise with you that I had done in past, but I'm not regular to it. I'm so unhappy and right now I am so messed up in my life. So today's episode is gonna be all about how to come back and how to give it a go if your life is wholly messed up like me right now. So it's really based on my life, okay? And I just want to say that please listen it from the bottom of your heart and try to involve some of the things that is happening in my life right now into yours so you can be in a situation in the future that you can hold yourself when your life got messed up. Or if your life is literally messed up right now, then what you should do is follow the instruction that I'm going to give you today. So the topic for today is what to do when your life is messed up, when you don't know what to do next, what to do in the next hour, next minute, next second. This is gonna be so hilarious because it's from my life situation, okay? So it's gonna be real. The fact is this, right now I am in my home, Uttarakhand, the place that I loved most in my life, okay? I was born here and I don't know, I love this place so much, why I even don't know that fact, but I love this place wholly from my bottom of my heart. I really love this place. But this time my life is messed up here. I don't know what to do next, what to do in the next hour, what to do in the next minute. I'm literally bored here because in this time of epidemic, I don't know what to do next. I am just doing the things without any reason, without any vision, without any dream, etc. you can think of. I am just doing them without any cause, okay? But I need a vision. You must need a vision or a dream to fulfill in next moment, in next week, in next month, in next year. You are getting my point? This is the fact that I want to share with you. I am messed up because I don't know what to do next. But I'm not sure what I will end up with, but I'm sure that I will end up with something that is better than the previous day. Because I am doing those things which I love. Like, I want to spread something that have a meaning in the life of my and then in the life of others. Because if it has a meaning in life of mine, then I'm sure in this world, which have a population of 7 billion plus, there will be at least one human in which life that will matter. And maybe you are that person. So I just try to give the stuff that I really love so others can love it. The fact is as simple as you could think of, but I want to share this because I am really messed up this time. I am bored, I don't know what to do next, so I am thinking to do something new. I am trying to focus on my mornings and my evenings and my schedule, how much time I use my technology, how much time I use my smartphone, how much time I watch television, how much time I go into the talks that I hate, how much time I will talk with those people that are toxic to my life. These are the things I am trying to focus on. So the instruction, if your life is messed up, is first wake up early in the morning. So I am trying to wake up early in the morning from tomorrow, okay? I will wake up at 5 o'clock and do a great morning schedule. For that, I am doing 3 things in the first hour of my wake up. First one is exercise hard. Second one is read something awesome. And third one is meditate. This is what I'm gonna do. Okay, this is all about my morning. And second thing that I will share with you is use your technology less. If you are using your technology without any cause, then it's gonna hurt you very bad after some time. So I'm teaching or I'm telling you, if There is a cause behind using your technology, then use it. Else, just leave that stuff. And third thing, the most important is, try to have a reason. In this time, if you don't have any reason, then your life is really gonna messed up like mine. So I will try to find a reason in my life in this time. Fourth fact that I want to share with you, have a great evening. What I mean here is, use less technology and have a second workout so your body can have that pace that you really want. Okay. Fifth thing, in the night, read and write. What I mean here is, read something that you love or hear something that you really loved. Okay. And you can write what you did today. I mean, journaling is the best thing you could do in this time. So these are the instructions that I want to share with you. And if you love this episode, then please share it with your loved one via any media. Okay, it can be online, it can be offline, whatever you can. But please share if you really love and if you think it can make a difference in someone's life. This is all about what I want to share with you, and I am starting it. And if anybody else is interested in doing the stuff that I shared with you, then I am inviting you from the bottom of my heart to join this club. This is called the Internal Insights Club. That's all. Thank you. We will meet soon with another stunning episode on my podcast. Until that moment, take care and stay home so you can stay alive. That's all.